Welcome back to the Rich Aunties Podcast, a space where we celebrate being rich as a state of mind and not just a bank account. I am your host, Amanda B, and my co-host,
TJ. Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back. We missed you guys this past week.
Yes.
Technical difficulties, sleep schedules, all those things definitely played a factor as to why we did not have an episode come out live on all streaming platforms. But again, if you were one of our Patreon, you know, members, you would have seen all the things and been a part of our week. But, you know, it's up to you. You know, you can miss out. You can wait because sometimes we may not be able to record these for you guys. And you're missing out. But anywho, I digress. Yeah. I won't beat you over the head.
$5.
You can do what you want to do. It's your world, you know? But thank you for coming back and supporting us to take a listen. Mm-hmm. We miss you, like I said before. We are going to keep this episode pretty short for today because it is around 7:30 p.m. on a Sunday evening. And we both have to get ready for our weeks. We were out last night shaking our bum bums. We were out last night shaking our bum bums. You know what I'm saying? We were out trying to have a night, and we did. And we did.
We had a time last night.
And I paid for it a little bit this morning because I was had to get up and go to work. And baby, I was
I feel you.
I don't do that no more. I don't be out.
That's the thing. The thing is, we old.
We
and
old.
I never had a club period in my life. You and so I've been trying to catch up. But I can't do that. I just got to do a little sprinkle at a time. So last night was the sprinkle for the winter.
Okay. No, baby, we do day parties now at this age. We do day parties. We go out around 12 noon, get home by 8:30. Okay. Because we have things to do. We need to hydrate. Okay.
Yes.
And we need to go to bed. We don't go out at night no more. We don't do that.
No.
We don't do that. But we did have a time.
The line to get in was
annoying. And everybody was agreeing. Like, yo, we're too
on one accord.
Why are we here? It's cold. We got a little crop top jackets on, you know, because we didn't want to worry about coat check and trying to get up out of there. We cold. My knees was buckling a little bit. You know, the arthritis was flaring up a little bit.
I'm screaming.
And I was ready to go home just off the line. Okay. Just off the line. You know, I was ready to go home.
You know what saved the night? The bake and saltfish.
Let me tell you something. That's what I was paying for. I put too much daggone hot sauce in that last one. And my dad was just was certain. I had some heartburn. Okay. Now another thing you experience at an old age. I've never experienced heartburn until the recent months. And last night, this morning, was at an absolute high. And don't include the drinking, child, because who told me to have straight tequila with no drinking, child? And then and the hot sauce, but baby, it was so good. And I probably did it again.
That's the thing. We know.
I do it again.
We know the pain, but we also
I'm
know
do
we
it again. I'm gonna do it again. I may not put that much hot sauce on that thing, but baby, I'm gonna eat it again with all the fixing. It was giving,
it was
really good. Oh. And the corn soup.
One thing Caribbean people gonna know how to do is cook some.
It's cooked. It's cooked.
And I
gotta figure out how to find this man. I cash up the money for the plate.
The Superman. I'm gonna figure out. Call him Superman.
I'm gonna find his number some way, somehow, and give him a call. Baby, hello. Can you make me some.
I'll be around there, around five.
It was delicious, child.
But yeah, we had a good time. Anything else new as far as life for you?
Not really. Everything is pretty much the same. You know, I'm looking forward to starting my training next week for my new team.
Yeah.
I'm still in a contract with this one buyer. We're waiting for some things to get finalized. Hopefully everything works out. I now understand all the memes about like realtors and how they get stressed out throughout a transaction. Like every stage of the transaction, you're like on edge until everything is clear.
Yeah.
So I'm still like, are we good? We're not good. I don't know. But everything else seems to be working out okay. Outside of that, I'm still running around like a chicken with a head cut off, child. My schedule is up and down. One day I'm over here, one day I'm over there. But life is good. God is good. And I will not complain.
I know that's right. Yeah, it's the same for me. Well, thankfully, I don't have to drive as far as you do sometimes, you know, in between clients and to get where you need to go. My job is 13 minutes. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's God right there. Amen. Hallelujah.
Ain't it?
Hallelujah.
I said, Lord, I am not worthy of this, but I will gladly accept it. But I'm still getting used to the new schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Not really owning my time anymore like I was when I was working from home. 9 to 5, I'm in that office. Okay.
Yeah.
And yes. All the babies. Sometimes it's 25 patients a day. Sometimes it's 32, girl. We had a 32 patient day last week. And then I'm learning more Spanish because I'm not gonna do it. Let me not on this public platform. I'm going to just say I'm learning and I'm getting better in Jesus' name.
Good. Hallelujah. Teach me something.
How you say amen in Spanish. But yeah, girl.
Okay. So I'm happy that you're getting to the flow, of things.
Thank you. Yes, I am too. I'm very grateful. My goal is to treat this like the blessing it is and just continue to do that. It's a blessing that God gave me, and I'm going to take care of it. That is my
goal. Absolutely. Amen. Amen. All right.
So we decided for this episode, we're going to do a full auntie chat. Auntie advice. Auntie chat is a hot topic. Auntie advice. Because there were a couple of things on social media that kind of caught our attention, and we could not stay silent. Let's just get into it. Let's start with who has become affectionately known as the Blue Heart Guy. Some of you may have already seen on social media this clip from a podcast. I forget the name of the podcast, but we'll leave a link to the video in the description below. Mm-hmm. But there's a clip of these two men on the podcast as the podcast host who's wearing the glasses and the podcast guest who is not wearing the glasses. I'm not saying that the glasses mean anything. I'm just saying. One glasses, one did not. So the podcast host, you know, is asking his guest, how have you been able to... he asked him, what has been one of the greatest challenges that you have faced?
Mm-hmm.
The answer was... marriage. So that led the host to be like, okay, what do you mean by that? Turns out this man has been married for 7 years. Mm-hmm. He has a how many year old child? A 2 year old.
Two.
Girl. So when you do the math, a 2 year old child outside his marriage, by the way.
Clearly, It's not with the wife. He has a 2 year old child. Outside of the marriage.
Yeah.
They've been married 7 years, a child's two.
And the host specifically asked, how many kids do you have? And the guest said, 3 with my wife. And so the host was like, okay.
Yeah, we all confused. Wife? What you mean?
What's your wife? And then he said, I have a 2 year old. And then
baby, when you said you had a 10 year old, then I'd be like, all right, bet maybe you had a baby right before you got married, whatever the case may be.
Right.
But you got a 2 year old. Okay, go ahead.
Then they get into the conversation about how he has been able to excel in his marriage given this indiscretion.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, he says the whole situation has been really hard for him. And I said, hard for you? Hard for you? We need to hear from the wife.
Yeah, put her on the line.
We need a platform for all the silent partners who be getting talked about on the internet and we don't hear their side of the stories. Because that's the
Speak up.
There's so many options. But he was like, it's been really hard for me. Da, 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 da. And so he said, how have you been excelling in your marriage? And what do you say, Amanda?
Child, let me see if I can say it right. He said he actually has multiple examples. Yes. He's going to start with this one.
Okay. Probably.
Said, it's real easy. You know what I'm saying? So what I do is, I started off and then I just started off by just doing like one blue heart. Well, I just started sending her one blue heart. And every day I add another heart. And then, you know, I was just trying to figure out like, how could I keep this up? How could I keep this up? What you mean? So, like, when I tell you, I'm staring at the screen, why? Because of course TJ sends it to me. Because I never know nothing. So I'm looking at the daggone the video. I'm like, where is he going with this?
Where are you going with this?
Where are you going with this? You said a blue heart. What are you talking about? So the podcast host was like, he's getting frustrated because he's like, so what do you mean you're just saying you hit her a blue heart? Like, you cheated, okay? You cheated and had a baby outside of marriage, and all you could do is send a girl a daggone blue heart?
Okay.
See how many you can send a day?
And then, not just that, he sending a blue heart. He said, I'm gonna see how many days I could do this. 21 days.
He only lasted 21 days. And you cheated and had a baby outside of marriage. All you could do is 21 days. Now, let me tell you something.
Mm. Tell us.
He couldn't be on this podcast. He would hate me. He probably called me everything but the child of God.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because the first thing I would have shut down, I wouldn't. It was too much for me. I would have cut him off already. I'd have been cut him off when he said the first blue heart.
You would have been like, nah, that's the end of our interview.
Absolutely. I'd have been flipping tables because what are you talking about? You have a whole baby with somebody else, but you're going to send a girl a blue heart? Mm. How about, and honestly, like everybody's love languages are different. Everybody needs different things to get over heartbreak and hurt and all of that. But I'm sure just by simply having open lines of communication, making sure that she feels secure and validated consistently would have been the first step. Maybe being able to have some type of privacy rules broken, like I'm going to need the passcode to your phone. I'm going to need to be on your Instagram. I need to see what's going on. I need your location or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I need to know what's going on at all times because you broken trust. And I mean, of course, some will say, you know, once you forgive, you move on and you don't hold it over anyone's head, which I don't think that anyone should do. But again, you broke trust. I need to rebuild this trust with me. And sending me a blue heart is not the first step. I'm sorry.
Because it was the confidence with which he chose that example.
Maybe y'all gotta watch the clip. If y'all have not seen the clip,
let me see. Honestly, hold on. No. I'm gonna pull it up. Because I need the people to see what is going on in his. Because the other thing is, I don't know if this man's elevator goes all the way up to the top level.
It can't.
Based on the way that he was answering these questions, I was like, "Are you for real or are you for fake?" Like,
he just wanted his time to shine, baby. He wanted his time to shine. He wanted to come on and get, you know, known regardless if it was for a ignorant interview or a well-rounded, educated interview. I don't know, but he had my blood pressure up.
Yep.
All right. My blood pressure was risen.
Okay. It was rose, like Jesus.
It was rose. Hello? It had risen.
Shoot. All right. Yeah, we need to just show it to y'all because it's just unbelievable. All right. I don't know if it's gonna play. Okay, let me know can you hear the audio?
I'm tempted about saying it, but I'll keep it G. I'll keep it real. It's marriage, right? Marriage.
Oh.
It's tough.
How long you married?
7 years. When I first got married.
Your kids?
Two by my wife. I'm overcoming this adversity.
See? Which
means you got some other ones.
Mm. I have one more.
How old is that one more?
He is turning 2 in December. Exceeding.
That's when it clicks.
I'm surviving it. I'm 2 years past.
You're not surviving it. Something that you did.
Okay.
Oh, right. Definitely. Check him. But I'm still, me and my wife, we still rocking. Like I'm surviving. It's tough.
She's overcoming.
Oh, she definitely is.
You obviously did something you weren't supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I think you need to learn how to exceed and excel as a husband.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Tell me how you're exceeding, excelling.
I love an accountable Ooh. Conversation.
As a husband?
As a husband.
I can use mm-hmm. multiple examples, but for one, I'll say one I most recently did. Mm-hmm. My wife, she didn't even realize I was doing it. One day, I just randomly sent her. I always send my things is blue heart.
Have we
sent
seen
her
enough?
Blue heart.
Have we seen
Love you, babe. Good morning.
No, they gotta hear the rest of it. Is what
next day. Ooh. Love you, babe. Two hearts. Next day, love you, babe. I caught myself sending her just like three random hearts. And I said to myself, see how long I could go on with this heart. Like every day I'm gonna add an extra heart.
Ooh,
I want to see how long, like this, and this was this real talk. Like, little tactics. And I said, let me see if I could finish this thing throughout the year into the new year, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh, long story short, I messed up, right? Went 21 days.
You messed up again. It's your second time.
I don't know about you. I felt good about 2100, like straight. Everything going no arguments, no disagreements.
My question. How do you exceed?
I can't. Okay. Like, when I say, and if you watch that and your skin did not crawl, then you are part of the problem. I don't care. Because what
I cringe.
Cringe. I was like, I felt embarrassed.
Take a hand embarrassment.
I felt embarrassed. I felt so embarrassed. I just wanted to crawl into a shell.
I would never want to come out and be like, oh yeah, that was my husband. There's no way.
You feel me? Who husband? That's not my man. I've never met that man in my life. I don't know what you're talking about.
I really want to know what the other examples were.
I
want to know. I need somebody. Sir, if you are out there, Blue Hearts guy, if you want to come on the show, I know Amanda said she don't want you on the show, but we want
to
know.
No, he don't want to come on the show and talk to me is what I said. Okay? He don't want to come talk to me.
That is what she said. That is correct. But if you do happen to want to come on the show and share your other examples, we just want to know.
You can send us an email if you want to as well, because I just really do want to understand tactics that you try to make up for your infidelity, okay? Mm-hmm. Outside of doing some blue hearts. You was really like, and I just want to know, like, where your epiphany came? Like, I'm doing something big. I'm sending a girl blue hearts. And I'm really at a loss for words, y'all, because I just don't. Like, where are people's brains? Where is where's the brains here? You messed up. You cheated. You had a baby with someone else. The last thing I want is a dusty text message on my phone with some blue hearts. That's the last thing I want. Okay?
That would be I'm breaking up with you at that point.
Divorce. It's absolutely, I'm getting divorced. I'm taking you for child support. Probably not, depending on the situation. Let me retract that. I may not take you for child support, but we're absolutely getting divorced. I'm absolutely dropping your last name and going back to my maiden name. And you're absolutely going to share custody with these kids, and you're going to leave me alone.
Period. Because it's the nerve. Now, like you said, I feel like the first thing that you need to do is have those open lines of communication. I've never, to my knowledge, been cheated on. So I'm speaking as someone that hasn't experienced that. Mm-hmm. And I've never cheated on anyone. Well, like in high school, college.
Cheating is cheating, but I mean, sometimes they don't really count for real.
Yeah, fair enough. But we actually weren't even together. Like, whole other thing. But, keep those open lines of communication open. I always say communication is the most important foundational tool in any relationship because it provides clarity. It helps to build that trust. When you're transparent, not just honest, be transparent. In a situation like this, it's not enough to be honest. Honesty to me is when somebody asks you and you tell them
the truth. Transparency is offering information no one asks you for, but you know they deserve that tidbit of information.
Period. More people need to be transparent. And I understand that it takes time to kind of build, even without any infidelity, it takes time to kind of build a relationship where you feel safe to do that and to be vulnerable with somebody. But you can't have a really solid relationship, and this is like romantic or friendship, yeah, it's not going to be as authentic as it could be if you're not able to really share with the person that you're in a relationship with.
For sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. That man tried it. And I hope he, and hopefully he didn't get that advice with nobody's friend.
Okay.
All y'all need to do a podcast too, because
I don't think it did. I think it came, from the level 3 that his elevator can go up to in his brain. All right. That's where it came from. But we're going to move on.
We are, because we're going to say some things on his band, girl, and we don't want that.
You know, right. Bless him.
We don't want that.
We added him to the prayer list. That's what we do.
Yeah, he definitely is on the prayer list. And he only lasted 21 days of sending little dusty blue hearts. You couldn't even make it to the end of the year.
So,
can you mess it again? Anywho, in other news.
In other news, there was a conversation on social media, and I'll try to bring that up, put that video up as well, where it's being alleged that Black women are kind of making it hard for Black men to date them. So let me see if I can bring that up. But in general, what are your thoughts about just that topic?
I don't agree. I don't think that is, I don't agree. I do understand, or I do see why that statement was made, because some women, like we talked about before, just really have outlandish expectations of others, and especially men. But either you fit the bill or you don't. Either you're up for the challenge or you're not. You know, like both parties have to sift through what they're willing to deal with or what they're not willing to deal with when it comes to another person. So if you're dating with intentions, you've already kind of made like a short profile of what you're looking for. Exactly. So if someone's bringing something to the table that you just can't get with, all right, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. But this is not obviously something that I'm willing to, you know, engage in or engage with you in, et cetera, and move on. So if anybody's making it hard for Black men to date, it's Black men, because you're trying to compare and contrast and set tones that are unnecessary, or whatever the case may be, or you're listening to somebody on social media, your friends, whoever. But if you sit and be one with yourself and you sit and decide what you want out of life and out of a relationship, you're going to go find that.
Fair enough. Well, with that being said, let's look at this video. This was on a podcast as well. Okay. We'd like to support our fellow. Hold on. Let me share the screen, child. I ain't even sharing the screen. This is why we need a producer. Support us.
So please.
Please.
All
right. Here we go.
Okay.
Now, like,
it's a lot of pressure on Black men, specifically dating Black women. And I love Black women. Social media and the culture has put a lot of pressure on us. This could be just based on environment. When I moved to Atlanta, you know, women here are very and listen, I'm not blaming anybody, so I don't want this to turn into
You say entitled though. Break, what does entitled mean?
I say financially entitled. I feel extreme pressure, and I get hit on by white women, I get hit on by all kinds of women, but when I get hit on by Black women, I immediately feel this entitlement of, I gotta pay for something.
Wow.
I gotta pay your rent. I gotta help you with your car note immediately within 2 weeks. Or I'm just saying what I've experienced. I'm not saying that's every woman. Nowadays, if I take somebody on a date,
$400
immediately, and I don't even drink. So if she drink, that's a couple hundred. If the hookah is 45, dessert? Lamb chops is 50, dessert. So by the time valet. So we didn't spend $400 for me to see if you like me.
Say that again.
So it's like I'm spending. That's just the first date. You want to go out again. I didn't spend $1,000 on 3 dates just to see if you might call me or maybe text me back.
Then
because you're a beautiful woman, if you don't like me, you can go get the next man to do the same thing.
All right.
Yeah, like you don't have to do that. Again, make your list, check it twice, and don't settle for someone who requires you to spend $400 on a first date, because I do think that's outlandish. I think that's absolutely absurd.
A little bit.
absurd.
Cheesecake Factory slander will not be tolerated.
Child, a coffee date over, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I were just getting to know each other, the first date, in my opinion, should definitely be something super chill. Mm-hmm. Sometimes during the day, if you can help it.
And in a neutral location.
Hello, for 30 to 45 minutes, see if I even connect with you on that level. Because what am I sitting down eating with you for? If I don't even like you, you're not going to ruin my meal. Child. I like food too much to be sitting across somebody who got an attitude problem. I don't like their behinds. I want to enjoy my
food.
Okay, wrap it up and I'm taking the go. I got to go. Period. Bye. Child, but you paid for it. You look like an idiot. You paid for it.
Yeah. And I think that's where I think we need a male perspective on this show. Because I think it would be helpful. Because from our perspective, we're looking at this like, you didn't have to do this. This was a choice that you made to engage with this type of woman.
That's a type of woman. That's a type.
Yeah, that is a type. And maybe, to try to be fair, maybe he had this experience and then didn't engage as much after that. But it sounds like that's like his regular...
What do you mean didn't engage? He's saying that he would go spend this money and then he would barely hear from the person afterwards again.
And then do it again.
And then do it. And then you do it again. Come on. That's like what set it the tone. Like. Yeah. Like set the tone. Mm-hmm. Because if you can't afford, because there's a man who can drop 300 like it's nothing.
Of course.
But if you don't feel comfortable doing that, letting the person know, like, hey, I'm not into spending $300 on the first date. That will also
let them eliminate themselves.
Yeah, that will weed out who you don't want to be interested in. Because an understanding woman like myself would be like, okay, I get it. Like $300 is OD. Like we can literally go get to some coffee. Like make sure it's good coffee. Next.
Okay, top coffee, tier.
Little, you know what I'm saying? We can go get a little croissant, a little bagel or whatever, a little Asibo, honey, and spend about $25 and talk.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? So I would have been understanding of that. But a woman who's like, oh, no, you got to take me to smoke hookah. You got to do this. You got to do that.
You got to pay my rent.
That's not your woman. So you saved yourself time and energy anyway just by having that conversation. Communication, period. Dot, period. Done.
And the other thing that I personally don't like is the fact that he kind of put this on Black women. When I feel like it's not just a Black woman, and he didn't say it,
but
I don't like it.
You know how I feel about Atlanta? You know how I feel about Atlanta, baby. Susie said, Atlanta,
and she has lived there.
I said, I feel you, baby. There, I see it with my own eyes. Okay, so yeah, the women be out there on some other stuff, and I'm not, again, I don't want to always make it a Black, white, whatever thing, but unfortunately we do see this a lot in our culture and in our area. So like it's not unheard of and it's not far-fetched for that to actually be the case. Again, it sucks for us because, you know, and it's also probably an age range as well. Not saying they're not people in our age range that probably play these type of games, but it's also, you know, the culture, social media, the era that we're in right now that causes people to think that if you don't spend $300 on me on a date, then you don't care. You really don't like me. Right. Get out of here. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. Absolutely.
That's facts.
But we ain't doing nothing. Y'all are making it easy for us to be like this, honestly, because you're not setting the tone. You're not being the man. They got crazy.
We're gonna have to expound on that
episode, baby. Because
if you are a man that listens to us or watches us, and you are interested in being a part of the podcast to give your perspective,
please.
And I already know. I know your man would. Immediately be like, yeah, put me on there.
And immediately, no, next, somebody else. Like, no.
Oh, man. But yes, for real, like, email us at richaunties@gmail.com because absolutely, we would love to have that real perspective and dive a little deeper. For real.
Absolutely. Yes.
But yeah, y'all, that is.
We're probably going to keep it short.
Yes. Short and cute. Like
short
us.
And real cute.
Okay. But definitely look out for more content coming from us.
Absolutely, yes.
Again, if you're not part of Patreon, doing. Sign up for the Patreon. $5 a month could help you feed a hungry child, but also contribute.
Help us get a producer.
Yeah. Our producer fund. That's the goal. That is the goal.
Absolutely.
Subscribe, follow, share, do all the things. Everything is linked down below. Anything else you wanted to share, Miss Amanda B?
That is all. I hope you're having a great month. Yeah. And we will catch you guys in another episode. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye.